Yeah, risk management tools and financial analysis and some of the things beyond the basic agronomy things that are a lot of us are associated with and most familiar with. To crunch the financial numbers for your liquidities and your costs and your analysis as to whether or not you're over-machined or under-machined or, you know, whatever, to try to find your sweet spot to manage your operation. I think what I've seen so far and talked to various friends and people I know here that they're focusing on their management aspects.
And that's something that's really, if you're going to be successful in this, you have to be a good manager, don't you?
That's correct.
As with any type of agriculture, one of the challenges has been the fact that, you know, land prices were very high, rent prices were very high. And you're going to see some adjustment in this, you think?
Yeah, it remains to see, you know, how long we got $3 corn and does it hit two or does it go back to five or, you know, whatever the numbers are. People will hang on at somewhere near the cost of production for quite a while, hoping to have a better year next year. But if it's significantly below their cost of production, they're just not going to be around long, or they'll be cutting back, or they'll be forced out of business. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way the rules of economies work.
Something's got to change. Yeah. One of the questions that came up this morning, and that is with the renewable fuel standard and with the uncertain future on ethanol right now, what do you see as far as ethanol going down the road here?
Well, ethanol seems to get attacked about every, depends. There's kind of a shot across the bow every 3 or 4 months, and then one that actually gets some traction about every year and a half. The good thing is it's been around long enough now that the petroleum distribution system, or the fuels distribution system, I should say, is actually now geared for 10% into the motor fuels in this country. And that's good. The system is set up, the refiners are refining to a level that is made to blend with 10% ethanol and hit the pumps, and it's ready to be used by the consumer. There's a lot of resistance. Of course, corn growers are trying to push that a little higher, push it to 15 mm-hmm. or 30 or 85, you know, whatever. And the petroleum industry is pushing back, going, no, we need to get rid of this, or at least keep it down to 10. So that's just a constant battle going on there.